abundance, our relationships, our careers, our deepest loves and our greatest achievements, as well as our fears and the lack of all those things, we may also be looking squarely into the mirror of our truest and sometimes most unconscious beliefs. We see them in our surroundings because they're made manifest through the mysterious essence of the divine matrix. For this to be the case, consciousness itself must play a role in the existence of the universe, and this is what changes everything. We're the artists as well as the art. As far-fetched as this idea may sound to some people, it's precisely the crux of some of the greatest controversy among some of the greatest minds in recent history. In a quote from his autobiographical notes, for example, Albert Einstein shared his belief that we're essentially passive observers, living in a universe that's already in place and one in which we seem to have very little influence over our world. We live in a world, he said, which exists independently of us human beings and which stands before us like a great eternal riddle, at least partially accessible to our inspection and thinking. In contrast to Einstein's perspective, which is still widely held by many scientists today, Professor John Wheeler, Princeton University physicist and a colleague of Einstein's, offers a radically different view of our role in creation. In terms that are bold, clear, and graphic, Wheeler says, quote, "We had this old idea that there's a universe out there, and here is man, the observer, safely protected from the universe by a 6-inch slab of plate glass," end of quote. Referring to late 20th century experiments that show us how simply looking at something changes that something. Wheeler continues, "Now we learn from the quantum world that to even observe so minuscule an object as an electron, we have to shatter the plate glass. We have to reach in there. So the old word observer simply has to be crossed off the books, and we must put in the new word participator." What a shift in a radically different interpretation of our relationship to the world around us. Wheeler is stating it's impossible for us to simply watch the world happen around us. Experiments in quantum physics do show, in fact, that the act of us simply looking at something as tiny as an electron, just focusing our awareness upon what that electron is doing for even an instant in time, changes the properties of that electron while we're looking. The experiment suggests that the very act of observation is an act of creation unto itself, and that consciousness is doing the creating. These findings seem to support Wheeler's proposition that we can no longer think of ourselves merely as onlookers who have no effect on the world that we're observing. Well, to think of us participating in creation, rather than simply passing through the universe during the brief period of a lifetime, requires a new view of what the universe is and how it works. Groundwork for precisely such a view was a basis of a series of books and papers by another Princeton physicist and a colleague of Einstein. His name was David Bohm. Before his death in 1992, Bohm left us two pioneering theories that offer a very different, and in some ways a nearly holistic view of our role in the universe. Though the words of the theories themselves may sound technical, when we really understand what the words are saying, the principles are actually very, very simple. The first of Bohm's theories was an interpretation of quantum physics that set the stage for his meeting and his subsequent friendship with Albert Einstein. It was the theory of Bohm's paper that opened the door to what he called the creative operation of underlying levels of reality. In other words, Bohm believed that there are deeper or maybe higher levels of creation that hold the blueprint for what happens here in our world. And it's in these subtle levels of reality that he believed our physical world actually begins. Well, the second theory was an explanation of the universe as a single, unified system of nature with everything connected in ways that maybe aren't always so obvious. In this paradigm-shifting work, Bohm believed that if we could see the universe in its entirety from a greater vantage point of somewhere other than this earth, that the things in our world, in fact, appear as what he called a projection of the things that are really happening in another realm, one that we simply can't see. He viewed both the seen as well as the unseen worlds as expressions of this greater, more universal order, and to distinguish between these two realms, he called them the implicate and the explicate order. The things that we can see and touch and that appear separate in our world, like rocks, oceans, forests, animals, and people, these are examples of his explicate order of creation. As separate as they may appear from one another, however, Bohm suggested that they're actually linked in the deeper reality in ways that we simply